Welcome to SHA 2017. Just a quick summary of what is happening here. There are 300 talks and workshops, 100 self-organized sessions, and this is growing like with 50 every day now. 1 megawatt of power, huge track dance, thousands and thousands of badges, 100 gigabit Ethernet. So it's very fast. So someone just came up to me and said, like, I just downloaded 300 megabytes in 1 second. So it's 2 seconds per DivX movie. So there's an awesome music lounge. There's a silent lounge. Great decoration throughout the sites everywhere. Several bars. Dozens of showers, toilets, great food. There's a family village. There's awesome logistics making everything happen here. Hundreds of waste bins that are being managed also. There's network everywhere. There's decked coverage everywhere. Thank you. There's over 1,000 pages of regulations and permits went to in where we are right now. It is ridiculous how much legal stuff we have done. There's recordings of everything like this. There will be streams. There's first aid. I could go on for a while. So it is just insane. The amount of stuff going on here currently right now, what's happening here, is insane. And that's only for one reason, and that reason is you. You are making this event. Thank you. So it's impossible to put into words the amount of awesomeness that's going on right now. Like hundreds of people have worked for the last 2 years to put together this event, especially in the last months and last days. Some people worked really, really insanely hard to be where we are right now. So many of the things at SHA, if not all, are built or managed or maintained by volunteers. Many teams have done the impossible to make sure that we can be here in this tent with power right now. Especially, I would like to give a big round of applause to the power team and network team. They have been going crazy because this site is 1 by 1 kilometer. It's insane. So. This is the 8th iteration of this event. It started in 1989, and it's being held every 4 years because it's just an insane amount of work. In between, there are events in Germany, as you all know. If not, also go there. And in the UK, which is also awesome. And as with software, like camps are like software, and we try to make every version better and better and better and more impressive. So there are massive amounts of time being put into this, and still it might be possible that some things are just not perfect yet. And remember that this event is run by volunteers entirely, so if you see something that doesn't work, please help and improve it. That will be the best solution. Nothing happens automatically. Everything from the smallest things that you see at this camp has been built by volunteers. So please do help out. The bottom line is really, SHA is what you make of it. And currently it's fucking awesome. So the goal is to get as close to heaven as we can. It might not be perfect, but we're trying. Those who help out like for a number of shifts, you might have heard already, you get this awesome t-shirt. You will see a lot of people running around with this beautiful t-shirt. It has a nice checklist on the back filled with nice jokes. You will read. Yeah, I don't have slides, so yeah, so you will figure it out. It's awesome. So currently there are 3,650 people on site. So that's a very, very large number of people. A show of hands we just had, so I'll skip that. So who is visiting this camp for a camp like this for the first time? Oh, wow. Welcome. So, welcome. So we figured out, like, with 3,650 people and 400 workshops, we started calculating a little thing. Like, if you would like want to attend all sessions that are being organized, if an average session takes about 1 hour, and you will do want to follow all sessions in a like and still stay sane, you will need clones of yourself. You will need a lot of clones of yourself, at least 20. So, but there's a problem with this reasoning, because if there are clones of you, there will be more sessions. And in the end, we couldn't figure out where this ends. So it is really impossible to see everything, hear everything on this camp, but please try. Otherwise, we have to figure out a cloning device and a brain merging device, and there will be so much knowledge that your head will hurt in the end. So, good luck with the impossible challenge. Also, welcome to beautiful Zeewolde. We're currently in Zeewolde, which is the most Dutch part of the Netherlands as you can find. For this, it has a dike. It's on an artificial island. It has very complex land usage regulations. It lies well below sea level. The ground is mostly clay, and on this artificial isle, which is the biggest in the world, we also have another artificial isle. So, many thanks to Scouting Landgoed Zeewolde, the Scouting Netherlands, and the municipality of Zeewolde for having us here. Please give them an applause.
Je hebt 15 minuten voor een Q&A. Nee, 15 minuten extra nodig.
Oké. Secret messages. This is the most Dutch place in the world. If you are allergic to the Netherlands, you would have died right now. So don't worry. It's contagious, and you will carry it with you for the rest of your life. But even then, there's two things that this event should really take home from this event and carry it with the rest of your life. The first thing is the meaning of SHA, that is still hacking anyway. And like, that's the goal, that's the point. Whatever happens, please keep on hacking. Just do that. And if you don't, what are you doing here? I think that will just happen, always. Like with all decisions made, all the events that have been organized, all good, all bad choices, we're still hacking anyway. There have been many events before this, and also regardless of anything that happens at any place, at any time, for any reason, you can count on us, you can count on us. We are all still hacking anyway, and that's why we are here. So, hacking pushes boundaries, it moves society forward. It is very awesome to do, as you will see if you're new here at this camp, otherwise you will know this by heart. And we also believe that everyone here at this event should be completely themselves. And that's very important. The more yourself you are, the better creativity you will have, the more awesome things you will make. So that's very, very important. And if you might feel impeded by this mission, there's a cohesion team that knows the entire orga, everybody, and that can figure out stuff for you all day, 24/7. So they're in the silent lounge outside the dike. So I welcome everybody to be themselves as much as possible. Shall I restart the clip? Right, here we go. You of course will find differing opinions at this camp. Please have an open mind. Try to learn. There's most, I think, always reasoning behind why something is happening, why something is happening right or wrong. So take your time. And the other important rule, next to still hacking anyway, is be excellent to each other. For this event, there are a few things, a few websites that are maintained by the sysadmin team. And I would like to go over them shortly and then go to a Q&A. And they are... So I have to make this a little bit smaller. It's really fast, this screen. It's very nice. So the first one, these pixels over there. this is the Angel system. If you want to help out in a structured manner, you can. Therefore, there's an Angel system. The URL is angel.sha2017.org. And there you can register and you can mark yourself as being arrived, or at you should do that at the info tent. They can mark you as being arrived. And you can help out with one of the many, many shifts that we have. You can also do this in an unstructured way. And you will also get, like, if you do this, please tell that to somebody with a nice high vis so you can get food vouchers and also go get the t-shirt in the end. But the Angel system is very important. It's the backbone of the event. Please register, please help out with the many shifts that we have. They're in the night, over day. So this it starts here. Then something else that's really important, it's the wiki. Does anybody have shades? So the wiki contains a lot of knowledge. Can I increase the font size? Yeah. There's a lot of knowledge on the wiki. It's wiki.sha2017.org, and you will find a lot of interesting information, such as the most important announcements, so like if you want to have more wasps, how you do this. Also, you will find the villages, you will find a list of interests, and of course, I wanted to show the list of interests, and there are two things. Turn Wi-Fi on. Waiting. This is a demo effect. This doesn't do justice at what the amount of work that the NUCP has put into this. So now I should enable a proxy. So like this, and then I should do this. And here we are. So there's a new thing on the wiki. That's a list of interests. And for every village there is, and every cluster, there are interests. You can add to interests and tags, and you can find other people or other villages with the same interests, so you can connect each other, because that might spur new ideas and more awesomeness. So how to bring everybody together? This is one approach. And the interests are sold are ordered by the amount of villages and clusters that have entered that. So there are over, well, I think, let me see, join the, for every interest, you can join the channel. So if you do join the, there's like 308 interests, and well, I'm not asking you to join 308 IRC channels. I think you already have that. So like soldering and fun and hacking, well, it's good that these things are at the top, right? Privacy, Arduinos, the list goes on and on. So you can find each other based on interest via this way. There's much more in the wiki. If you have a question, how does something work, it's probably on the wiki. So that's one. There's also another really important thing, and that's the schedule. That's at program.sha2070.org. I will zoom in a little. Can I zoom in? Yes, excellent. So we can click and we see that currently there's an opening talk. Cool. And next, Phil Zimmerman, Bill Binney, and a lot of content. This is what I've been warning about. So there's so much to do. 1, 2, 3, 4. You need at least 6 other clones for this. Right. And another thing that's really handy during the camp is the map. There's this interactive map, map.sha2070.org, where you can zoom in. I hope I can zoom in at this. Here we go. So you can see all the fields, which are arranged alphabetically from north to south. So here at Wozniak, you will find the badge bar for the awesome badge that we have. And if you click on it, you will see the wiki page. So talking about badges, have you all received your badges? The badge team is sitting over here, sparkly, happy. It's really awesome that this is the first Dutch hacker camp with a badge, so the amount of work that went into this is ridiculous. And they're still running around and they're still happy. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. So please give them another round of applause. There will be a badge contest also. At the fifth day of the camp, there will be a badge talk that will have the most awesome apps showed and displayed. So you have 5 days to make something beautiful on this badge. The feature set of the badge, it's an ESP32. It's a special edition with more RAM, right? More storage. So we have, this is the, well, very special edition. Also, this is a black one. I don't know, this is, there's one, apparently. I will steal this right now. What's more? I'm a bit speechless. You also get some LEDs. Please solder them on, and they give the nice SHA design colors, the 6 colors, if you program it that way. All right. There's a massive multiplayer game on the badge already. It's called the SHA 2017 game. Install it. I don't know how it works, but I'm going to do that, so that's clear. Some other things on the map that I would like to show here is the Alt Power Network. At Camp 2015 in Germany, there was the wish that we should move away from generators and start with an alternative power network. So technically, we could have done that, but we had a lot of work to do that with the power companies, so we still had to rent power generator. But luckily, Banatsky started the Alt Power. Can I click on this? I hope so. No. Started the Alt Power Network. It's a 42 DC 42 volt direct current grid. It's located here at the top of Lamar Field. There are, it's four times 42 volts, 42 amperes max. There are over 42 connections. The amount of work went into is 42 times 42 hours. This information. So there's been a lot of work. There's a lot of solar panels laying out there. If you value the transition from generators to a better or cleaner power source, please join the village, join the cluster alt power, and work on it so we can move to a better way of power. Please. All right, also the last one, the network guys, NOC, they have a 100 gigabit Ethernet connection. I'm so tired. A 100 gigabit internet connection, and they have actually 200 gigabit peering, so it's real. You can actually use it to full capacity. I don't know on what, but you figure it out. they said like there's 402 quintillion IP addresses in our range. And if you want to store it all, for whatever reason, you would need 6 million petabytes just to store all the unique IP addresses. Good luck. Yeah, that's another new thing at this camp is the harbor, the safe harbor. Well, where should the harbor be? Well, here. There's a lot of boats already. It's next to the silent lounge. It's really cool. Also, if you want to take a swim, just walk on over here. There's a nice beach here where you can lay down and relax. I think that concludes this opening. Thank you very much. I think, there's one thing. Welcome to SHA 2017.